Welcome to Gateway to Higher Consciousness. Today, we embark on a journey of profound connection and realization, one that starts with a simple walk in the countryside. I'm Veronica, and I invite you to discover the beauty of interconnectedness with me. Imagine standing beside me, observing the apple trees in the countryside where I live, recently trimmed, their branches stretched towards the sky, awakening from a long slumber. In this moment of quiet observance, a palpable sense of soreness emanates from them, a testament to the care they've received. And this visceral connection extends to the old man who tended to them, his soreness mirroring that of the trees. And that scene, that picture, that sensation made me smile. It's in this shared vulnerability that we find a door to a deeper understanding swinging open, the realization of our interconnectedness with all of existence. Have you ever experienced a moment so simple yet profound where you felt a deep connection to the world around you? And if yes, what was that like for you? This realization transcends observation. It becomes a testament to the connections that permeate our existence, reminding us of our capacity to connect, to empathize, and grow and expand with the world, which actually means to grow and expand with life. And whenever we're caught in our thoughts, whenever we're trying to control life and really being obsessed and clinging to whatever outcomes we think that are the correct and the right ones, in all those moments where we're overthinking, controlling, trying to manipulate everything, in all those moments, just be aware that we're cutting ourselves out of life. And it's very important to know that whenever we are caught between our ears, in our head, we're cut off from life. And maybe you can recall that sense of feeling super busy and maybe even not able to stop all of those thoughts in your head, and actually feeling that you're disconnected from what truly is. But it doesn't feel good. I do have lots of experience with that. So today we delve into these moments of connection, not disconnection, but connection, and how we can really connect more to what really is, to life. And not through intellectual understanding, but through experiential awareness. Like the trees and the old man, we share a silent dialogue of expansion and renewal, inviting us to open our perceptions and truly feel the life force that is within us, that is connecting us to everything else, because that life force is actually only one. This journey of understanding didn't come from books or theories, but from a moment of connection, where life's laughter echoed through the trees, and I felt part of it all. It's this laughter, this joy in simple things that bridges our understanding of unity with the universe. And let me repeat it again, it's not an understanding that comes from our head. It's an experience. And actually, recording this podcast is quite a challenge for me, because trying to put into words the experiences oftentimes is so difficult. And maybe even you can relate to that, that sometimes you have experienced a moment of bliss or ecstasy or whatever. And I'm not talking about taking drugs or substances, but some moment where you truly felt a deep connection with everything that is, and that for a not really existing reason, you were super happy and super satisfied and super fulfilled and joyful and really blissful, and every single cell in your body was really beaming with light. Those are the experiences. But sometimes when we try to put into words those experiences and to share them with other people, then we have the feeling that whatever word we could choose doesn't make justice to the feelings that we've got. And it's because language is very paired with our brains, right? It's very difficult oftentimes to put this kind of beautiful and expansive experiences into words. Talking about we are all one, so many people are talking about that, right? And it can seem abstract, or we might think that we know what that means, right? It's something that so many try to rationalize and intellectualize. I've been there too, trying to fit this profound truth into my logical mind. But it's actually not something that you can force, and again, it's not something that you can understand with your head. It's something that you need to experience. It's felt. It's something that unfolds within as you open up to life's vastness, as you get out of your head. And I mean it really like that. It's not that I'm saying you're out of your head in terms that you're crazy, but when the moment that we don't identify with our thoughts and head anymore so much, the moment that we create a space where we open, where we create that space for ourselves to be able to open up to what is going on in life as a deeper and energetical experience. In those moments are the ones that we can experience that unity, that we can experience that perception, that we can experience much more that goes beyond our pure intellect or our pure five senses, right? And that's ultimately what we seek, because if you think about all the things that we do in our lives, all the achievements that we do want to do, all the expansion, the growth, everything that we usually pursuing in our lives is because we have this deep longing of life to be life itself. And what I mean by that is that usually, it's not about getting the next position or the certification or the applause. It's actually the feelings that we're seeking that we link with all those activities or those achievements. And it's because we want the experience. We want the experience of what we think that is going to feel expansive. It's usually never, ever the things that we're pushing by themselves, right? But the feelings that we think that we're going to have once that we get there, right? And that means that opening up for that life, for us as life force to experience life force, means that we need to see life beyond our usual perceptions, that we need to transcend that in any kind of way in the capabilities that we do have. It's like noticing the energy shift around the trimmed trees. You know, it's like just using that picture that I gave you at the beginning. I didn't do it on purpose. I wasn't thinking about the trees, or I wasn't aware even that the trees had been trimmed. But as I passed by the trees, my attention got completely drawn towards the trees. And it was like kind of a download. I just knew they had been trimmed and I could feel it. It wasn't something that I was intellectualizing or that I got out of my thoughts. It was an experience that I got, right? And I was in that moment, my gaze was drawn to it, and I was connecting with the story, their energy, sensing the presence even of the person who cared for them too, right? Which wasn't present in that moment there, but I could still feel it. I could feel the connection to that old man, and I could feel how that old man was really cursing his idea of trimming the trees because he was feeling so sore, right? It might be because of his age, right? And is there maybe some experience that you can recall where you were recognizing a connection to something larger, and that awareness of that connection to something larger shifted your perspective on success or competition or the way that you're approaching life? And if you did, how did that change the way that you felt or acted, or the way that you perceived life, the way that you, maybe the lenses through which you were looking at life just changed and you saw completely new pictures? You know, there is a funny thing about connectedness. Once you start experiencing it, life is seen through a different lens. And I really love this picture of looking at life through a different lens. And actually, that's why I love so much working on consciousness and helping people to actually unlock different consciousness levels. Because it's like the lower the consciousness that we do hold, the more old patterns and beliefs that we still hold on, right? Unconsciously, it's kind of the lens that we're looking through life is completely tainted by all of those, our conditioning, education, the beliefs, all of these kind of things, right? So what I love to do is to actually clean out those lenses so that it becomes the clearer and the most transparent possible for that person, because by any layer that we take away from that lens, you're going to see a completely new perspective on life. And it's not only that you're going to see it, you're going to experience life from a totally different perspective. And that's what I love about consciousness work. And that's why I love about helping people to increase their perception towards life, right? And it is about these compulsions that we had to start to fade away. Like if we thought that, okay, my success is having that position or pursuing this kind of thing or working myself out for 20 hours a day because I have to do that, otherwise I'm not feeling satisfied with myself or I might not be good enough, right? Everywhere where we're using these compulsions that come more from a space of lack, from a space of not enoughness, right? When we shed them, right, what we're going to have, it's a more expansive space to be. As I said, it's like peeling off layers from that lens so that the way that you look at life gets more clear and more precise and more transparent, right? And that ultimately what that helps you to do with is to, it increases your freedom. Because sometimes, you know, we often think that we're so free and we're choosing freely what we want to do. But most often, that's not true. We're actually, most often, we're driven by triggers and conditionings that we do have. And we're telling ourselves that we're actually free. But actually, we're not that free, right? And we feel that because otherwise, we would be completely fulfilled and happy and blissful and just satisfied all the time. But we're usually not, right? And that's usually because we're acting so often out of compulsiveness, thinking that we're doing it freely. But it's not. It's not. And one of the things that we usually do a lot is comparing ourselves to others. And that's a game that we know, like comparison is a thief of joy, right? Yeah, comparing ourselves to others has a positive thing, which when we're really clear, we can see, okay, I'm comparing someone or I'm looking at someone and see the amazing things that this person is doing. It's actually showing me the possibilities of being a human being. If we can take it from that perspective, then it's a great thing to do because it opens up our horizon of possibilities of all the things that a human being could do, right? That's perfect. But when we compare ourselves to others and we do it from a space of bitterness that, oh, look at that person is doing this and that and I'm here and I'm so small. The moment that we compare ourselves and we make ourselves bigger or smaller, then we have a problem because that's going to get us into a restrictive space. And that's when we're looking into life from a very tainted lens, right? And I do have lots of experience in this too. Like witnessing someone else's success used to trigger a mix of inspiration and inadequacy within me, right? It was like both of them, like I could see the inspiration, but I could also see like this part of me thinking, oh, I'm just wasting my time. I'm not doing enough. I should do more. I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. You know, like all this negative narrative. Does that sound familiar to you too? Do you know that kind of narrative? Well, or it could be like the completely opposite, like, oh, look at all those idiots, they're just losing their time and I'm the king of mambo, you know, and I'm doing everything much better than they do. It's the same, it's just the opposite, but actually at the very core both are the same, right? Whether we're feeling superior or inferior, it doesn't make any difference. We're out of life. We're not in connection with all of life. We're not getting the lesson of what being alive and life itself means. And that's when we cut ourselves off, and it will have an impact in us feeling dissatisfied, discontent, angry, whatever it is, right? But it's going to be a restrictive way, a restrictive energy, and a restrictive state of consciousness that we're living in. It's not going to feel good. And I bet that you do have experience with this. But coming back to the moments where I felt like that someone else's success was triggering me, as I have expanded myself into higher levels of consciousness or being able to see life from a different lens, a much clearer lens, I've learned to see that their success is actually a reflection of my own potential and that it actually is a dimension of my own success. So today, I am able to see someone that is super successful where I think like, oh, that's so amazing and that's so huge. And I would love actually to have that experience in my life too. And maybe it's not the right experience for me right now, or maybe it's not the experience that I'm seeking right now, but I feel that there is this longing of feeling it too, of experiencing too. Instead of feeling bad about that, that I took the wrong decision or that my path is not the correct one or whatever it is, because that's even a truth. You are on the right path. And the more conscious that you get, the path is always going to be the right one, but you need to be able to be in it fully present and to accept it and embrace it and do the best out of it, right? So right now I am able to really connect myself to that experience of those people that I'm fascinated about and inspired about. And I truly can experience that in a certain way. That's also a dimension of my own success experience too. And I really invite you to try to do that. Whenever you find someone that it's truly inspiring to you, that you say, oh, I wish I were there. That's so huge, but I don't have what it takes. And kind of a little bit of envy, or you're feeling low or less than. I really invite you to really connect to that experience that that other person is having and to really feel it, to bathe yourself in it. Because as we're all one, that is also a dimension of your own experience. The only thing is that we usually don't have the tool, the resources, or the capability or the knowing on how to access that experience. But actually we can. And the moment that we feel that connectedness and that we're able to truly connect to that, then we see that there is no point in envying someone, because as we're all one, the experience that someone is having, it's also a dimension of my experience, and I have all the possibilities to connect myself to it, right? I might not be experiencing in real life, but I have the experience on an energetic level. And from there, I can choose what I want to do with it. If I want to go that path and create that experience for myself too, or if I'm fine with the path that I'm taking and I'm just moving forward in my path, being present and doing the best that I can out of it, just being completely involved and completely devoted to the path that I am choosing, right? What does come up when you listen to this? What is it that you're hearing? What is landing when you listen to this? And this journey of expansion and interconnectedness has taught me a lot about achievement and desires. You know, I was raised as a high achiever and I was very ambitious. And I said that there is a part of me that is still ambitious, but it has shifted to a different thing. It's kind of I'm longing and seeking expansion, right? I'm longing and seeking being better than or being at the top of. That's something that I'm not longing anymore. That has disappeared. But I'm longing for truth, expansion within myself, right? To see what is in for me. How can I make this life blossom in ways that I never thought were possible? I'm longing about that, but it has nothing to do with being better than or being on top of that. So that has completely shifted, right? And the more connected that I feel, the less driven I am by burning desires of societal success or what other people think that you should be doing, what is correct or not. And this is one of the most freeing things. It's challenging because it's going to put you in a very uncertain path of not knowing exactly, is this really the path that I should be in? Is this the right one? Because we don't have, like, as it is, a unique path, right? And you're stepping into an unknown terrain, then you're actually not having any role models or people that you could look at and that you could see, okay, is this something? Is this viable? Is this good? Is this not? You have no experience. So you just put into completely new terrain and uncharted map, you know? And that's challenging at times, but at the same time, it's very freeing. And there is so much potential for expansion in it, right? And let me tell you, one of the things that I have experienced that is really challenging the most is the ego coming up, the human aspect coming up, telling me that I'm getting lazy, that I'm lacking ambition, because I have been trained, I have been really conditioned and grown up and educated as a high achiever. Those are the narratives that will come up in those moments. But in those moments, the thing is, how do we manage that inner narrative? so that we don't step back into old patterns and fall back into the patterns of the high achiever, ambitious, comparing yourself with someone else. One, it's about really focusing yourself on really seeing clearly what is, on feeling clearly what it is that you want to expand into, right? And understanding what truly matters to you in that moment, right? And also there is another part that's, and I will record podcasts about that too, because that's something that I'm going through a lot in the last couple of months, is dealing with the void. Because when we, you know, it's kind of when you just imagine that you have your hands and your arms are full, you're holding lots of things, right? So when your hands and your arms are full, you cannot reach out and take something new. So you need to drop some of the things and get lighter so that you create space to pick up something new, right? But actually, when you drop those things, it's going to feel weird, because if you have carried all those things, beliefs, patterns, conditions, thoughts, identities, memories, whatever it is, and you drop them, you're going to feel weird. Because that's not the person that you used to know before. So it feels weird. It feels uncomfortable. So what is the way that we're wired, our brain is wired, is for survival. So we're always wired to move from something that is unpleasant to pleasantness, right? So the ultimate response would be, oh, let us take it back because it felt so much more comfortable, because that was the thing that I knew before. That was the person that I knew before, right? So, but actually, you guess it, if we just pick all those things back and keep carrying them, we're not going to expand. We're not going to change. It's just going to stay the same. We might run quicker. We might run further, but it's going to cost a lot of energy. And the way that we're going to experience life is actually ultimately going to be the same. It's not going to change that much, right? So, okay, we drop the things, we leave them down on the floor, and the void means to really standing that sensation of uncomfort, to feel uncomfortable, that unpleasantness of not knowing, of feeling weird, of feeling empty, of not knowing who we are. But exactly in this void is where our most possibility lies in, right? And that's really, I think that's the thing where most people quit. It's in really standing the void and not trying to fill it in with back old patterns and things, right? As I said, I will definitely record something out of that, because that's so challenging and so expansive if you really allow yourself to be in it, that it's really a very important topic. One question for you. I wonder, as you listen to my story of transformation, do you see reflections of your own journey? What moments have led you to a deeper understanding of what truly matters in your life? And what moments have led you to a deeper understanding of who you truly are and how you could be experiencing life and how you ultimately are experiencing life right now? You know, here's the crux of all of this. It's about the freedom to choose. As I told you before, we often think that we're freely choosing the things that we want in life, but most often that's not the truth. We're choosing out of compulsions because we lack the consciousness needed. And the invitation here and the purpose of this is to really increase the consciousness so that we truly are free to choose, right? To decide where we put our focus, our energy, not compelled and driven by old patterns or societal pressures, memories, identities, and so on and so forth, but guided by a deeper connection with life, but guided by our higher selves, but the life force that we truly are. As we close today's journey, I encourage you to take a moment in your day to notice the beauty and interconnectedness around you. What connections can you discover today? How do these moments shift your perception of the world and your place within it? Let's carry this sense of wonder and connection into our lives, nurturing the bonds that tie us to each other And actually, it's not a tie, it's a connection, because we're not bound, it's a connection to each other and the world as a whole. Everything, animate or inanimate, doesn't matter. Share your stories of connection and let's continue this journey together, exploring the beautiful tapestry of life that connects us all. Thank you for being here with me today, for walking this path of discovery. May you find joy in your journey, laughter in simple moments, expansion, and a deep connection with the vast universe, with all that life is. Sending you much love and looking forward to see you come back here next time.